come to this time in our service to take of the Lord's Supper this morning. And as we prepare for that, consider the song that John led us in and the people, the editors who compiled this songbook made reference to Philippians 3:7 in introducing this song, which says, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ." This is a statement by Paul in the midst of a much larger thought that he had introduced as he is coming to the end of this letter that he wrote to the church at Philippi. He leads off saying, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord." And then getting closer to this sentiment that he expressed in verse 7, Paul writes, "Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also." Well, what confidence, what could he have possibly had in the flesh? Well, he goes on to elaborate. He says, "If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin." He identified himself as an ethnic Israelite, knowing even by the genealogies that were so diligently kept of what tribe he was descended from, Benjamin. Calls himself a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. He was in the Jewish world what you would call the up-and-comer. He was the one on the fast track to great things in this world under the sun. In the physical world, he was a great man. But, and there's that word, but, whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as garbage, so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from law, the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. We sang in this song about the death of Jesus hung on that cross, sorrow and blood flowing down. And if that were the end of the story, there would be no purpose for us to come here today. But Paul, in commending this church and leading down that we can read, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord." Why? To the church in Corinth, he also wrote to remember these first principles. The gospel that he preached to them, which they received, which we as Christians have received, by which we stand and by which we are being saved. He delivered as first importance this gospel that Christ died, yes, but he died for our sins according with the scriptures. He was buried. And that also is not the end of the story. And why we rejoice. Because Jesus was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture. And he had a multitude of witnesses to proclaim that fact. And so now we come to this day rejoicing in the Lord. Not because he died, but because he died so that we could receive life. And he was raised from that death so that we could receive life and have the hope of our own eternal life. Those of us who have been buried in these waters of baptism, even as Christ was buried and has been raised again, we were buried and we are raised again. And so we take this morning of this bread representing his body that was broken for us, and this juice representing the blood that was poured out in sacrifice for us.